he always and laid it all out every time. The opening words are incredible. When I first talked to him when it wasn't recorded, that Karen wrote down. He goes right into the weirdest statements. He talks about the Red Zone desk within the first couple of minutes. It, of course, I don't know. I don't even hear it. I'm just saying, is this real? Who's talking? What is this? And I don't get a sense of validation until I test it and say, you know, halfway into it or half an hour into it, I say, okay, if this is real, I'm going to talk to McLuhan. And with the Evergreens, you'd say, I would like to locate Marsh McLuhan. So I started to say that. Before I finish the sentence, the voice says something about Mary McLuhan, a very personal thing that nobody would know, only I know about it. And that was, whoa, there's the McLuhan simulation right there before you even asked them to come forth. Wow. So that helped make that first session real. You go back and read it, it's phenomenal what Ian was saying. It's almost like every session he does with anybody, he has a theme. It's a theme that you'll understand years later, but he plants the seed. He almost has to say everything in each session. Right. He has to say the key points. And there are many key points, so they pile up, but you'll find through them there's always incredible information said years before you realize. And then once you realize and know it, it then becomes simpler and you got the basic point. Like, what's the point of the Bible? You got to change your blood. That's all it's about changing your blood. So once you know that, it collapses all that information. Ion is always making summaries like that from the get-go.
But Ion mentioned that Resolute Desk. That was like during the first week or so? Was that when he...
That's the first words. Here, I'll look it up. It's on Dupes.
Here, what
it is
happened
the first
in the
words.
River?
So you go to page 4. 10 down. The first words from Ion. So what happened is that I didn't know how to start, didn't know anything. So I write here, the following is what Ion said, not recorded, but typed by Carolyn. We can't say these are the exact words, but Ion later said we could make the transcript more precise with Ion's recall or help. Then I put in brackets, we haven't done that yet. Okay, so the following is what Ion said. Then I put those details about Carolyn typed it. When I asked JW, after the three of us had been silent for 30 seconds, I asked the question, according to Ion, I can't remember what I asked since I wasn't taking the experiment that seriously. According to Ion, I asked who's speaking. And in my memory, I didn't do that. We're sitting there. I said, okay, JW, let's just be quiet for a short time, for 30 seconds or something. So in my experience, after 30 seconds, Ion spoke. Because I wouldn't have spoke. I had to have an indication someone was there for me to say who's speaking. So typical Ion obscurity, he's got it wrong. Why would I go who's speaking? That means Ion would have said something, right?
Yeah.
So I don't remember starting it. Ion started talking. I don't know what they said. So unless you go to the Akashic Records, if you transition or can go there consciously, you'll be able to see what actually happened there. But I don't know it. It's like being born. You don't know the first part. The first thing that Carol writes, as Ion says, it is the process with which is between the three of us, which is our experience. So what is talking there? That could be JW talking about me, Carolyn, and JW, right? It is the process with which is between the three of us, which is our experience. Now, we can have a new interpretation. That's the chemistry factor.
Yes.
That's the chemistry fucking thing said right there in the first sentence. The three of us have created this experience. So the product of it is this Ion, this fourth factor. Because I don't know if that's JW saying that, and it took me weeks to sort of accept that JW wasn't doing it. I wasn't sure. Because I turned him on to the Evergreens, and I wondered, is JW trying to outdo the Evergreens, you know? So that's a very interesting statement, which for the first time I'm seeing it clearer now, so that's probably part of the reason why we're doing this now. We now have a fuller understanding.
Yes.
This is the process which is between the three of us, which is our experience. It's our experience is making this happen, this chemistry. So then the next line is, you alluded to it several times last night. Now that was me talking to JW about the Evergreens. He had told me that Dr. Beter had come and said hi to me. I said, well, maybe these ghosts around you are the Evergreens. And so I was talking to J.W. about the evergreens and relating it to why I thought Dr. Beter was among the evergreens, even though he wasn't an evergreen. But they would use him occasionally, and I'd be able to talk to him when Michael Blake Reed was in trance channeling the evergreens. So we did talk about that night before. So this voice knows that. Now, this could be J.W. remembering, right? It could still be J.W. Okay. just saying, you alluded to this process several times last night, the process of which where others were doing this psychic work. That means others like Michael Blake Reed, right? And then I put in brackets, I've been talking to J.W. about my experiences with the evergreens the night before. So Ion says, this process is something like, or it's J.W. saying, it's something like the process which you talked about that you had with the evergreens called psychic work. Then Ion says, I eventually decide this is Ion because J.W. doesn't know the next couple of paragraphs. But at the time, I don't know who's saying what. But we now know Ion has been talking. And is it accurate for Ion to say the three of us? Well, if Ion has merged with J.W., then it is just three of us. Non-physical is merged with his physical, so it's curious, the statement. The gist of this process that's opening, now this is now referring to what's going to happen to the world, but I don't know this at the time. The gist of this process that's opening is that there seems to be more of a tactile. I was amazed he used the Bob word tactile because about 3 weeks before, J.W. called me and for the first time asked me, what the heck is this word android meme? Why are you saying that? He never cared. He's just an arrogant rich guy. You know, he just didn't care what I was saying about my theories. But he called up, and Dave Neufeld was here. Dave was visiting. And he heard, private life, that heard me talking to J.W. No one had ever heard me talk to J.W. up to that point. And this is before Ion, so it's a different situation before Ion. I'm not telling anybody about J.W., and he didn't want me to talk about it because we were doing a lot of confidential stuff. And Dave was listening to my side of the conversation. He heard me explaining the android meme to somebody. He didn't know who I was talking to. And then, J.W., after I do that, he said, I was with Warren Buffett today, and I found out that he was a big fan of McLuhan. And I said, oh, what did you guys talk about? And he said, we talked about tactility. So that's interesting. And I'm saying to myself, well, look at this. The fucking J.W. is forced to deal with the idea of tactility because his buddy Buffett is into it. You know, so that is why as soon as he gets home from being with Buffett, he calls me and he says, holy shit, Buffett's into Bob stuff. I better find out what the fuck Bob's talking about. So he calls me up and says, so what's the android meme? So I explained it. And then I asked him, what did you talk about? He said, we talked about tactility. Now, I might have said the word to him a couple times, but you know, that means that he didn't know anything about tactile. It must have been that Buffett was telling him about the tactile aspect that he learned from McLuhan. So that all happened a few, 3 weeks before Ion showed up. So that's an interesting timing because here it is. The gist of this process that's opening is that there seems to be more of a tactile experience of the change in the veil. Now, we're going to hear about the veil over the next few months, and I don't even know why he's saying the word veil. I probably didn't understand any of what he was saying here. I just was struck by the choice of words. The gist of this process that's opening is that there seems to be more of a tactile experience. That means our regular personal sensory dimension here. More of a tactile experience of the change of veil. In other words, we were going to experience the anomalies due to the change in the veil thinning tactile and a tactile level. That means within your sensory essence. So there it is, the coming of the anomalies. Turning inside out, which means what we know that is not, and what we know that is not is. See? What you see is not real, and what you can't see is real. That's the first version of that. So because everything's turning inside out, what we know is not real, and what we do not know is real. Well, what we thought was not is real. So there it is. There's an opening, a complicated aphorism from mine right off the top. Then he says, we are just now coming to a place of resolution. Now, they've been waiting 4,000 or 5,000 fucking years for me to get my shit together as Ophanel Hobab, right? So finally, Bob was supposed to do this in 69. Now it's 40 years later. Bob's finally trapped. They caught him. Okay, Bob, we're going to fucking wrap this up. We're going to complete the whole thing. That's what's being said here. We're just now coming to a place of resolution. You get this? The announcement of the fucking... And then a pun, the next sentence, he mentions a resolute desk. The pun and resolution. So he's saying we're just now coming to a place of resolution, which to me at the time would sound a bit like the way cosmic awareness talked, i.e. returning to the plane of essence. That would be, I sort of could know what that meme is about, but not knowing really the details. So then Ian says, parallels to the Resolute desk in the White House, British ship lost a couple hundred years ago, Queen Victoria had two desks made out of the ship, one in the White House, one in Buckingham Palace. It means something different to those in power than tourists, the tourists that come along to see it. There's a lot of secret information about that desk, and Ian has told us a lot, and we've played some of it we can't.
Yeah.
But he goes right to the heart of the Android meme, the White House, and says, look what's going on there. There was a major communication between Queen Elizabeth and Reagan in the 80s through the Resolute desk. A very important thing happened then. Because the Queen has one and the White House has one, and they somehow are a telephone kind of thing. I don't know what it is. So then Ian says, well, we're sounding a little odd. So he says, feeds a little of a conspiracy theory. In other words, he's saying, Bob, if you're thinking we're sounding like DeRouche, you're right, but it's not the whole story. Right? He's talking about the White House and Buckingham Palace. That's what LaRouche goes on about all the time, right?
Yeah, of course. The Windsor.
Feeds a little of a conspiracy theory. So there's he's putting the pushing the LaRouche quadrant of the quadrophenia of the tiny note chart. Then he says, the information we are getting access to, they already know it, meaning the Illuminati, the oligarchy, my associates on the Secret Council of Ten. They already know it.
What do they know?
They know about parallel worlds, the parallel world economy, they parallel world themselves. This is the 418 group. Now, the new part of this is a few months ago, I played or heard, I asked Ian, why are we doing this? Why are we broadcasting all this stuff? Ian says, those that know, quote, the Illuminati, the 418 group, the Ascended, are not telling the little man. We want the little man to know that there are ascended people who know stuff. And I played that a few months ago, right? I am saying that. It might have been a new session, like freshly said this past year. But there it is. This is like a poem. The information we're getting access to, they already know it. That's a key point. They know it, but we're going to tell the people, the little man. See, it's right there, the theme. The we are getting access to, that could sound like JW. Oh, we are getting access to this because of what I'm going through. But it could mean Ion. You know, it's double meaning there. Either way, the important point is there are a lot of ascended people on the planet, and they're keeping it to themselves, and non-physical thinks it should not be hidden. It's another aspect of the apocalypse, which is a revelation. You know, things, secrets are revealed. We've been part of that all along, me and Carolyn. It's part of the Rai returning to the plane of essence. You know, no more secrets. We've always been part of that. So this is the next installment. We're going to reveal stuff that no one's heard before.
I have to read this to you from the book of the law. Lift up thyself, for there is none like unto thee among men or among gods. Lift up thyself, O my prophet, thy stature shall surpass the stars. They shall worship thy name, foursquare, mystic, wonderful, the number of the man, the name of thy house, 418.
Wow.
This is Aleister Crowley, written in 1904.
We have a lesbian Satanist here in our black pockets, man. We can't lose. Look, a Crowleyite right here. He sees his banished Corbin. That's all they fucking know is Crowley.
Well, I read everything, Bob.
I know, and now listen to this. The 418, I think Lovejob, who's a Crowleyite, he's pointed that out in a couple of our dialogues. We got a new one coming up this Friday. Some comedian we did it with wants to come back, but this 418, that seems to be a number. Corbin probably knows about that, the 418 number used by Crowley. So when did you notice that, Evan?
Well, I just was, starting to read it, et cetera, and I came to that, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to talk to Bob. How funny are
you? Mean right now or days ago?
No. Yeah, days ago.
Right. So you just discovered it recently. Now, that's pretty neat. That's the address, 418.
Yeah, thy house, 418.
Hey, guess what the date is today, Evan?
Oh, 14 where Bob is.
Oh, 418. This show is 418.
Oh, true.
April 18th. We discover this, the Crowley connection, on the date. See, it's all pre-recorded, pre-done, organized by me because I live ahead of myself. That's my synchrony. Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. What page is that?
38.
Well, that's 11. 3 and 8 is 11.
Yeah.
That's half of 22. Okay, so that's very good. The information we are getting access to, Crowley already knows. All right, so he says, the information we are getting access to, they already know it, in particular referring to the White House. But it can be about the Illuminati. Then might have gone into it last night, but had to clear and make sure we were okay. Now, that could be JW talking about it. But it makes me think that I talked to Ion that night, the previous night, that Ion was coming through JW. See, so it's hard to tell what's being said. We were talking the night before, and they might have gone into this, or they might have started doing, quote, the channeling right then, but I wouldn't have known it was happening. I had to initiate it. I had to think that I initiated it. But so the reason they went into it after 30 seconds, we didn't even have to wait. I'm just thinking about this now. 30 seconds, all of a sudden we're talking to Ion or something of it. That meant they already were doing it. I mean, it was no big effort to have this happen. So he said, might have gone into it last night, but had to clear and make sure we were okay. Maybe they had to go through JW the night before to see how JW handled it, and then we were okay to do it on the 18th. Then Ion says, gist of this process is a simple process. It's easy. It's fluid, like the viscosity of oil and water. But you can make vinaigrette very painlessly. There's Ion doing his food thing, right? But you can make vinaigrette very painlessly. Indeed, these realms do mix. Realms, we know that's a particular meaning now. These realms do mix fluidly. That's why it's so significant. Once you know, you can never go back. So that's a theme you always repeated. Now, I'm thinking I'm talking to the evergreens. After a while, when I start to think this is happening, Carolyn's writing down, evergreens say this, evergreens, all the way through the notes. You know, we think we're talking to the evergreens. So then Ion says, now you have a whole new vernacular. And he's saying, now you have. Because we've activated it, it's already happened, so we already have it all. That's how you would read that now. You know, we didn't know that's what it meant. It's like bad grammar. Now you have a whole new vernacular. No, we don't have a new vernacular. You haven't told us anything yet. You know what I mean? It's a logical way you'd reapproach that.
Yeah.
Well, I would. Now you have a whole new vernacular, or now you're going to have a whole new vernacular, which has to do with carnal knowledge of this new expression of reality. So it is a new factor, a new dimension in the physical. Carnal knowledge. You are getting it fast, cursing as you are blessing. In other words, we would get frustrated with Ion all the time, like people do here, at the same time as good stuff's happening, right? So we're pissed off, yet it's happening fast. Past that, it's much, 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 much easier, meaning humans can do it now, what we're going to do with Ion, because we're that far into it. It's long after Ra'i's return to the plane of essence, to use the cosmic awareness metaphor. People have been thinned by the Android meme. So it's perfect timing for the completion. Then he says, Lou Dobbs is very upset about this. Now, I'm thinking, what the fuck is the everything's about Lou Dobbs, you know, and that's a takeoff on my name. Lou Dobbs is very upset about this. And, you know, he quits a few years later because Lou knows there's things happening that as a newsman he doesn't understand and it's getting out of control. And what he thinks he's running, him and Wolf Blitzer think they mold people's minds and they're on top of it and living ahead of everything. Well, things were happening already in the Bush era that Dobbs was getting upset about. Then Ion says, using him as a silly example of the main part of the Android meme. Now, I'm there, what the fuck? He's using my language. You know, I'm there, what? And the main part of the Android meme. That's an accurate, using him as a silly example, he's of the main central imagery of the Android meme, the centralized part of the Android meme. We call it the TV part. I go, there falls another couple of hours transcribed. So then I write to the reader, pretty neat, eh, considering that these themes have been subsequently probed in depth by all of us over the past year. Carolyn, JW, and myself had no idea what Ion was saying on this first day. We sure do now. Oh, that's pretty neat, the beginning words. right? Jam-packed.
Yeah.
It's got the whole story of what people have to adjust to right there. Reality's changing. It's a new world. You better figure out how to tune to it. And the establishment has gone past them, gone past the Android meme. Lou Dobbs is the central. There's a lot more said, even in what I didn't transcribe or didn't post here. So there's a lot said in the very first session.
Why does he have to get clear? What does he have to get clear?
He wanted to see what my interpretation is. They came through JW the night before in some way. I don't know what we had a conversation. Actually, I make JW listen to me talk about the Evergreens. He was interested in the Evergreens, quite impressed with them. But JW generally didn't listen to people. You had to listen to him. He'll let you say a few things, but then he's going to – this is the way his personality was. In a way, he was a control freak, and he had a lot to tell people, he thought. So they came through him the night before and then saw what would this do to JW. Over the next 24 hours, JW passed the test, and then we were okay to do this the next day. That's how I understand that. Might have gone into it, but they were just trying to see if JW could handle it, but had to clear and make sure we were okay. JW's okay. The Evergreens were able to say what they wanted to say. You know, that makes sense.
Mm. With who? The participants?
Me and Carolyn. And JW.
Oh, okay. You couldn't all just agree to it right then? There's not something
other than?
No, the night
before, they're saying they had to check out JW, whether he could handle this.
Whatever
he has to handle. I mean, the energy of iron comes into him. What's going to happen to him? So they did it. And then it was okay. So then they allowed me to pretend or think that I initiated it. They said years later that they'd been around us, the iron was around us for about a year before this happened. That year would have got us out to visiting Maui and getting interested in being in Maui.
Okay, my understanding is the information we are getting access to, they already know, might have gone into it last night, but had to clear and make sure we were okay. That sentence is about making sure that what?
Well, the way you read this, it's JW talking.
Okay.
We are just, you know, it's JW, but JW, he didn't even know he was saying this after when we told him.
Right.
But it's like JW is talking. Maybe they had to, with my mind, make it like it was JW, make Bob wonder whether this is JW or something else, because the fact that something had happened, taken him over, I might not have been comfortable with, you know, that quickly. I mean, ASA Scott later on Tailgate would say, well, Bob, you just did what, you know, magicians do. You evoked a spirit. You brought in a demon, you know. But I didn't know how to do that. I did not study Crowley or whatever they do. So I never thought of it as me doing a raising the dead, raising an archetype. But my mind had to handle it. I mean, this is so monumental, I'm assuming, that there was a lot of shit happening to the point that JW can't smoke, drink, or enjoy himself like he did, like 4 days later. His body, his chemistry is totally mutated.
Wow.
He had a whole wine, big, you know, famous wine collection in his basement. His wife always had the coffee percolator going. He drank lots of coffee, and he smoked a lot. All of a sudden, in 3 days, he doesn't want any of it. It's disgusting to him. So he was mutated.
Wow.
And so humans are unpredictable. They had to begin this process, enter into the three of us, see if we blew up. But had to clear and make, in other words, when healers say that they heal somebody, then they clear the effects of it, and then they get rid of it, it's like we could have gone into these topics, but the main thing was to affect you guys, and then clear it so JW could handle it, make it clear it out of JW, and make sure we were okay, meaning the non-physical was okay to do this to humans.